Now on The Pulse, useful and healthy information for you and your family. It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio and the Northeast Delta Dental Team.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe we've gotten through February. It's already March 7th and 8th, depending on when you're listening to this. And if you are listening to this on Sunday, March 8th, don't forget, spring ahead with your clocks. And we have a great race, 5K fundraiser called the Spring Ahead Race. And that begins and ends at Northeast Delta Dental. And that raises funds for the NHTI cross-country team. So if you're listening to this either on Saturday or Sunday morning, there's plenty of time to head over to Northeast Delta Dental on Sunday, March 8th for the Spring Ahead 5K race. We promise the course will be safe. Last week's show, we had Joe Casper on, and we were talking about millennials and the fact that there's lots to do in New Hampshire, no matter how young or old you are. And I think we are blessed to live in New Hampshire if you love to ski, if you'd like to do road races all winter, if you like to snowshoe. But there are also a lot of professional, young professional organizations, both in Concord and Manchester. So I believe, as chair of the State Board of Education, to have all of our graduates stay in New Hampshire. There are plenty of opportunities. I meet with a lot of employers who are always saying, we're always looking for great employee candidates, you know, whether it's in the STEM field or other fields. And just kind of on that topic, well, certainly STEM gets a lot of play because of the governor's task force on STEM and a lot of the work that I do with the Business and Education Coalition. I'm actually an English major. So I think there is a balance, and many times we include A in STEM and call it STEAM, meaning science, technology, engineering, arts, and math. So there's room for everybody, but a well-educated body politic to me is what makes for a civilized society as well as an improved economy. So with me this weekend is Pawn Neetishan. If I pronounced that correctly, Pawn, please tell me I did. And Pawn is the executive director and vice president of City Year New Hampshire. And Pawn's been there since the very beginning. I've known Pawn for many years. But you've actually been at City Year for 15 years. So you really, even though you're the executive director and vice president, you actually were one of the founding folks in a way.
Yes, I was.
Fantastic. Now, how did you, let's level set the audience. How did you get involved, you know, with City Year? What's your background?
I actually found City Year through the Timberland Company. At the time, I came from private sectors and really intrigued by Timberland's business model of doing well, doing good. They have social enterprise department. And I met with some folks at the Timberland Company, and they said that, you know what? We are partnering with this great organization called City Year, and you really should check them out. They are moving in our building in a matter of months. So that's how I got to learn more about City Year.
And that's actually how I got to know them first as well, because Timberland then was a major customer of Northeast Delta Dental, and I saw the City Year location right within their facility, so to speak. Of course, now you're located, in Manchester. So let's kind of fast forward and talk a little bit about how you went from Timberland, in effect, to Manchester. And I know that Manchester has some great leadership in education. And I know with my work with the State Board of Education, a lot of great stuff is happening in the city of Manchester with regard to its students. Unfortunately, the press picks up some of the politics, you know, of the education, but I can tell you firsthand that there's a lot of great stuff going on in the Manchester school system. So I know City Year is part of that. So tell us your view of all the great stuff that's going on.
Certainly, Tom, I couldn't agree more with you that there are great progress made in our schools with our students over the past 5 years that I have been in Manchester. Going back to your question a little bit, Tom, when you talk about how is it that we move from being in a Timberland company to being in Manchester, And that has to do with our national priority. CDA is a national organization that focuses on education. We had partnered with researcher from Johns Hopkins University, Dr. Baofans. And Dr. Baofans' research shows that there are three key indicators why students likely to drop out of high school. And with that research, CDA developed a program. And with this program, we really became very, very focused on partnering with communities across the country that see much higher percentage of dropouts. So that is why we move our workforce from being across our state to Manchester, because certainly at the time, Manchester has the highest number of dropouts.
And the timing was good because former Governor Lynch, one of his big mantras was to literally eliminate the high school dropout rate. And of course, our current governor, Governor Maggie Hassan, is also a tremendous believer, you know, in the importance of education. And as you pointed out, at one point, one out of every five students dropped out of Manchester high schools. I know that's no longer true. And part of the reason for that is because of the, what I call the Red Croats, the City Year Corps. So tell us exactly the City Year model.
Certainly, City Year work with young adults, age between 17 to 24. Most of these young adults are college grad, and majority of them are from outside New Hampshire, actually. And the reason that they choose to join our programs are varies, but majority of them are interested in education. They want to give back to communities, and they have to go through the process, much like applying for college, university, get selected, so on and so forth. And these guys are basically our secret sauce, if you would. They got trained, and they are placed in team, and each core member team get placed in school, and they work with teachers, school, to provide additional support to students who are really struggling behind.
So the teachers, I'm assuming, love to see these young people in their red coats mentoring their students to help them in and outside of the classroom. So I'm assuming there's a lot of cooperation between the actual teachers and the these young folks.
Yes, and we are seeing great development. The first year, we were told, well, the teachers in the school were told that CDAs are coming to their school within a matter of months. So it was a big surprise, and they didn't quite know what CDA was. But over the years, we built a relationship with the teacher, getting to know them more, and they're getting to know us more. And with better relationships, we are seeing better progress for our students.
Now, what schools and what grades are you in the City of Manchester?
We are in six elementary schools, and we're working with students in third, fourth, and fifth grade.
And I'm glad to hear that because, again, all of my research and all of my work with the State Board of Education suggests that the younger that you can reach students, children, the better opportunity that you have, that they will be competitive and successful in high school and beyond. And to some extent, if you don't start that nurturing until eighth grade or until high school, it might even be too late. So I'm glad to hear that. So tell us how many core members you have.
Currently, we have 50 full-time members.
Wow. And I can assure you, the listening audience, that is, that these 50 core members, they're from, as Pond said, from all across the United States, and having closely talked with them last year as a result of being involved with Starry Starry Night fundraiser, which we'll get to momentarily, as well as my other work, you would be amazed with how motivating these young people are. And if you have any doubt about the future of the United States, I think you take a look at these core members and what they've done in the Manchester School District, and it'll totally, you know, change your mind with regard to how I think how our future is. And so that's why I always remain optimistic. So before the commercial break, I want to put a plug in for the one of the major fundraisers that you have is called the Starry, Starry Night Gala, and that's on Saturday, March 28th. So tell us about that, and how would I go about getting tickets, or if there's still availability for a corporation to be a sponsor, how I would go about doing that?
As you mentioned, Tom, Starry, Starry Night is our biggest gala annual fundraising event, and it's going to be at the beautiful Wentworth by the Sea Hotel in Newcastle. Every year we had a fabulously successful sold-out event. I do still have tickets, and sponsorship opportunities are available still, but not for too much longer.
Okay, so tell us if I'm interested. We've piqued the interest, so come in with the clothes, Pawn.
Visit our website, cityyear.org, to find out more about sponsorship as well as ticket information.
And you could also call Liz at 218-5112, I think?
Yes.
218-5112. Okay. We will return from commercial break with Pawn, who is the executive director and vice president of City Year, and we'll talk more about the Starry, Starry Night Gala, but also more of the background behind City Year and the City of Manchester. Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental. Please stay tuned. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio. And again, for my running friends, whether you're listening to this on Saturday, March 7th or Sunday, March 8th, get down to 2 Delta on Sunday, March 8th for the Springerhead Race, which is a 5K fundraiser for NHTI Cross Country. My good friends and coaches Tom Walton and Perry Seagroves would love to have a great turnout. It's a flat and fast course. In fact, I call it a 5K, but it's actually 3 miles, so you'll actually get a time that's probably better than you normally do. And I know for my running friends, we love that when the course is fast. It's certainly been a great winter for skiing, but I've continued running with a series down in Nashua every 2 weeks, and then there's a series in the Seacoast every couple weeks, and there was another race down in Tewksbury, Mass. But in any event, please come out on Sunday, March 8th. Now with me this weekend is Pawn from City Year, as well as Starry, Starry Night Gala, head of that gala, if you will. And Pawn has been the executive director and vice president of City Year for 15 years. And Pawn, we were talking as we broke for a commercial break about the Starry, Starry Night fundraiser. So this is another opportunity for us to gather my CEO colleagues and other business leaders. If you're willing to be a sponsor, you would call Liz at 218-5112, but you only have about a week or so to connect, because the gala is Saturday, March 28th, 2015. So it's coming right up at the Wentworth by the Sea, a great venue. And even though, Pawn, I know one of the bridges invariably is under repair down there, but it's still easy to get to the Wentworth by the Sea.
Yes, thank goodness.
Excellent. And I also want to remind people that if you have auction items available, whether it's sporting tickets, whether it's other sort of unique events, that please call Liz at that number, 218-5112, and you can really help make the night special. Another reason why the night is special is we have a plethora of honorees this year, because it is the 15th anniversary. So tell us, Pawn, who are the honorees?
Certainly. This year is going to be really special Starry, Starry Night. In the past, we had recognized individuals who had been great contributor to our state of New Hampshire. Tom, you are one of our honorees. We recognized you last year.
And I have to say, I had the greatest time, because I want to give a shout out to my good buddy Fred Bramante and Gary O'Neill. They made a real special night out of the sort of the rock and roll angle. It was really fun. I know all of us get invited to a lot of different events, and on a Saturday evening, you think, oh my God, another event, but it was really fun.
You should have seen Tom's doing a twist. That was a sight to see.
Thank you. Well, that's about the one dance I can do pretty effectively, but because as I'm twisting myself around, you know, education and healthcare, but it was a great event. So, and there have been, as you have pointed out, there have been other honorees such as Senator Judd Gregg and Kathy Gregg and Governor John Lynch and Dr. Susan Lynch, Senator Jean Shaheen and Bill Shaheen, Paul and Sandra Montrone, who I know always do a great sponsorship, Lou Feldstein, who was the Charitable Foundation president for many years, and of course, Mayor Ted and his wife, Cassandra, as well as the Timberland Company, who you met. So some of those people will be recognized again, but tell us how the thought process on this year's really sort of a prolific group.
So I think that what different this year is that instead of recognizing individuals who had contributed significantly to our state, we are actually focusing on individuals, leaders who significantly impact our organizations and our capacity to provide services in New Hampshire. So you are right that many of those folks who we had recognized with the Lifetime of Service Award will be recognized at this year's Star Sire Night with the Bridge Builder Award, special recognition this year. So the complete list are as follow. Excuse me.
We've got Geraldine and John Cerullo.
Yes, they had been a major champions of our organization from the Seacoast for many, many years.
Yep. And the world famous Major General Ken Clark.
Yes, Ken Clark served as our board chair, continue to serve on our board. He believes strongly that we should serve our communities, whether to military service or civilian service alike, and we're very lucky to have his support.
Exactly. And then Patrick Duffy, who I saw last week at this New Hampshire JAG event that I was at, and of course, Pat understands the importance of getting young students, you know, successfully through high school and then college. So you'll have Pat Duffy as well as the former president of the Charitable Fund, Lou Feldstein. And I see that the mayor is going to make another return back.
Yes, both Patrick and Lou Feldstein had been main advisors. Patrick had been involved from the very beginning of our organization arriving to New Hampshire, and Lou Feldstein had been much more involved in his recent years since he retired from New Hampshire Charitable Foundations, and we very much value his wisdom. And yes, Mayor Ted Gassett, we have Stephen Giannotti, who had done a lot of work with our team and core members supporting their leadership development. Senator Judge Gregg and Kathy Gregg had also been involved with our organization from the years when he was a senator, and have significant impact, not just on City of New Hampshire, but AmeriCorps across the country. So we very much appreciate his support and leadership. Larry Klein had been with Timberland Company for over 30 years. We mentioned how Timberland had been such an amazing champion of our organization, and Larry is very much at the heart of that support. You're talking about progress in Manchester School District, and Dr. Livingston certainly a key reason for that progress, I would say. We're really excited about our partnership with Dr. Livingston and David Ryan, and seeing great progress with our program in our schools. We also have Alderman Dan O'Neill, who has worked many, many years before we came to Manchester to help bring us to Manchester. Dan O'Neill certainly had been one of those, you know, from the ground, continue champions. He loves our core members. Carrie St. Jean is a senior vice president at Comcast. Comcast, similar to Timberland, had been a major, major support of our organization across the country and has invested significantly in both of our core member leadership development as well as financial support of our program.
And then you have Senator Jean Shaheen, who I also saw at the New Hampshire JAG event, so that's great.
Now, the fun fact about Senator Shaheen is that she's got to be the boss of our co-founder, Alan Casey, who actually raised in New Hampshire, son of Dr. Casey, and Senator had been a steadfast champion since she was our governor, and she was at our opening ceremony the very first year we in New Hampshire.
That's terrific. And, of course, in honor of Kim Zakas's lifetime of achievement, I know he recently passed away, but I know he had a lifetime of leadership, so that I think that's great that you're honoring Kim in as well.
Yeah, we're definitely touched and moved by Kim and's leadership and legacy, and really glad for opportunity to recognize him at our event this year.
So with this leadership group, Pon, I'm sure that we have drummed up a lot of people that want to go now. So you'd call Liz at 218-5112 or the website cityyear.org, and you can either be a sponsor, you can buy some tickets, you can come through with some unique auction items. Can you tell us quickly the connection that City Year has with the AmeriCorps Vista? And again, you're focusing on the grade schools in Manchester that are most in need.
Now, I have to go back quickly to the event because I can't talk about event without recognizing and appreciating our co-chairs. This year, we have terrific co-chairs as well as committee members. The co-chairs are Senator Kelly Ayotte and Paul Montrone. I think that with both of their leadership, we are really expecting this year's event to be a phenomenal success. And shout out to our lead sponsor, our presenting sponsor, is Heinemann Publishing Company, as well as Houghton Mifflin Harcourt and Perspectra. Our national gala sponsor is Bain Capital. We have many sponsors already stepping up to support our event, but we still have room for a few more sponsors and looking to get support in that way as well.
So give us a call at 218-5112. And in the spirit of transparency, Northeast Delta Dental is also a sponsor. So if you're saying, okay, Tom, what have you done? One, I will be there. And two, Northeast Delta Dental will be a pretty significant financial sponsor as well. And I want to thank my board of directors for, you know, being supportive. So back again to, you know, sort of what this is all about. While we certainly need to raise funds for the program, it really is to serve the six elementary schools in Manchester. And so tell us again how the AmeriCorps and City Year all sort of interface together real quick.
City Year is an AmeriCorps member, so all of our members are AmeriCorps members. So AmeriCorps is providing part of funding to help make it possible for our member to serve full time. We raise funds from the private sectors as well as getting some financial support from the city and the school district.
That's terrific. And if you've ever met these redcoats on the street, stop them, chat with them, and you'll be as impressed as I am with this program. And again, with my work with the State Board of Education, if we can get the children at the younger age, this will mean that they'll be more successful in the Manchester high schools and beyond. So it's Saturday, March 28th. Please call us 218-5112. Pon, thank you for joining me this weekend, March 7th and 8th. Again, my running friends, come down to Delta Dental on Sunday. Tom Raffio will return next weekend with more of Northeast Delta Dental Radio.